wind in your hair, the bugs in your teeth, the power between your legs. Good times at the International Motorcycle Show next weekend, the 21st through the 23rd, at the Dallas Convention Center. Brought to you by Toyota and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
3:39 is the time. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Little Mavericks winners last night over the Rockets. We'll be looking at that in just a tad here. But we're getting going from out here at the Cape Buffalo Grill today.
Sure.
You want to join us? We would certainly enjoy seeing you out here as well. Understand we do have some tickets to see the Little Mavericks that could be yours out here as well.
You know what else is good? This is always a scene on Friday and tons of people show up.
Mm-hmm.
This food out here is
phenomenal. Yeah, great food. Ah.
Now, you know, this place is a sister establishment of the site of our very successful guys' night out last night.
Wizards.
Yes.
Same owners?
Yeah. That's right. That. Yes. That's right. So, good times for them and us over there last night, and hopefully good times for all of us out here at Cape Buffalo.
One thing Cape Buffalo has that Wizards doesn't, though.
What's that?
Eddie.
Yep, they got Eddie. You can't go wrong with that, bro.
No.
Well, right now it is time for a little cheapskate talk, and with more on that, here's Grego.
Every one of us has to know a cheapskate. Every single one of us that you've known, that you've been a buddy of yours, everybody has to know one.
Everybody is close to a cheapskate.
Yes,
because they
everybody.
Are
they are everywhere. And I mean, I've got some that are just so extreme that it's laughable. But I just love laughing at them. I mean, the lengths they will go to save money.
And they have money.
Yeah, and most of them have it. That's the thing.
Because to be a cheapskate, you have to have a little money. Otherwise,
right.
You get cut a little slack.
And you know who are among the biggest cheapskates I've ever known in my life?
Professional athletes.
Thank you, Kevin Scott. Absolutely. Professional athletes.
Kevin Scott.
So do you think if I went into the Cowboys locker room and walked around and asked people who the biggest cheapskate was, that there would be like two or three, or...
It'd probably be a consensus.
I guarantee you, if you went out there and asked one of them who the biggest cheapskate on the team was, and the guy lockering next to him overheard that, he would jump in. And then the next thing you know, there would be another one in there, and another one in there, and the next thing you would know, you'd have about five or six of them arguing over who the biggest cheapskate was, and it'd probably be pretty funny.
And it'd probably be a consensus on who it was, too, because it's just legendary. Now, I've got buddies of mine that they have bad memories. See, a cheapskate has a bad memory because they always forget their wallet. That's always their gag. You ever have anybody like that, Ron?
Sure.
It's like, hey, oh, I was going to pay. Can you take care of it? I don't have my wallet with me.
Yeah.
I had a guy one time, I just said, you know what? You don't own a wallet because you forget it everywhere you go. But it's just amazing.
What?
I thought Norm was going to jump in there for a second.
Whoops. Forgot my wallet.
And see, what's amazing, on our little crew here that we've got, I don't think there's a cheapskate among us. I don't think there is.
No.
And that's very rare. That's really rare.
I mean, Danny's pretty cheap.
Yeah, what about him? We always have to pay for his drunks.
That's just because he's poor. There's a difference in being poor and a cheapskate.
Oh, he ain't poor.
Well, he gets it for free. He just goes to the Garland House and puts his mouth underneath the tap and pulls. It's not like he needs to take anything up there.
Are you cheap?
Me?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Not
I always buy people's drinks and stuff, and I overtip. I don't have a problem spending money.
Now, there's some people that just don't know. Like my grandpa, I'm sure he'd be considered cheap in many a circle, but he hasn't grasped the concept of tipping.
Well, that's a whole different story. Tipping is a whole different argument.
Well, it's still, that falls under the umbrella of being a cheapskate, is how well you tip. Don't you agree? Nope.
All right, time out.
We've got three different pronunciations
yes. Of
cheapskate, skate, or skate.
It's skate.
It's skate. Cheap skate. Cheapskate.
What am I saying?
With a T on the end.
Yeah, I think you had a P.
Yeah,
I think Grego has a
say K. Cheapskate.
Cheapskate.
Well, didn't Grego mispronounce it a time or two already?
Everybody has.
Cheapskate.
Cheapskate.
Like skate, like roller
like you skate.
Right. Yes. All right.
I said skate?
Uh-huh.
Did I? Oh,
and,
okay, well.
And Corby said scape.
You know, I don't have an excuse because I've got it right in front of me right here, a cheapskate.
Come on, snake.
Sorry. It's not that big a deal.
Right. Well, but, the phones are going crazy.
But the cheapskate drives me nuts.
Hold on, snake.
This drives me nuts. Hey, I'm all for saving money when you can,
mm-hmm.
but the extreme some people go to is ridiculous.
For example?
For example, they have this little list right here that I found on the internet.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And this is what actual people have done.
You know what people do with lists?
They love lists.
Flowers for a wedding can be so expensive. A good way to reduce the cost is to drive through a couple of cemeteries the night before the wedding and pick up a couple of bouquets.
Oh, my God.
Done that.
To do a quick wax job on your car, use furniture wax.
Is that good for your car?
Can't be. There's no way.
Pledge?
Yeah. But then put Pledge on your car. So you don't want to pay somebody or pay for car wax.
Yeah, but how stupid is that? you save a buck on the front end, but you ruin your paint job on the back end.
Hey, the cheapskate, they don't care. They don't care.
They don't think about things
like
that.
They just know they're not going to have to pay $6 for some turtle wax. They're going to get them some generic brand furniture polish and use that. Don't throw away plastic backing in the package of sliced bacon. Wash it well and place it in between the servings of raw meat before freezing. This saves on plastic wrap and is reusable.
That is so much work.
You know what? I've known people that reuse baggies.
What do you mean, like plastic baggies?
Yeah. They'll have like a sandwich. They'll take it to work. And instead of throwing the baggie away, they'll take the baggie home and use it the next day.
Done that.
Done you it. Have yeah. not.
I've done
you
that on occasion.
Have too.
I've done that
on occasion.
Now, if it's a Ziploc, a good heavy-duty Ziploc bag, you can use those several
times.
You
use it one time and you throw it away.
Well, that's more of a recycling issue than being cheap.
Yeah. Well, you know how I feel about recycling.
Not your job.
It's not my job.
Mm-hmm.
When eating out, save on the expense of a soda or tea by ordering a glass of water with lemon. Spice it up with a packet or two of sweetener, and it will taste like lemonade.
That's
no
true.
Charge, no tax, and no tip on that.
That's true.
No, I've never done that.
You know what a pain in the ass that is as a waiter? To
Can
have,
I have 30
have,
lemons?
Oh, and have some knucklehead order, literally a bowl full of lemons, and then take every sugar packet on your table and the table next to you, trying to make lemonade in a cold glass of water. And it just piles up in the bottom of the glass. Mm-hmm. And he just stirs it every 3 seconds and drinks it.
Now, I used
it's
to.
Cheap and stupid.
I used to save a dollar. Like at a Jason's Deli or something back when I was in college,
mm-hmm.
where they had the soda fountain, I would get water
and then steal the
and
soda.
And then steal the soda.
Well, that's just thievery.
Mm-hmm.
It's cheap, is what it is. I'm not trying
I've
to steal
it.
Coke.
I admit to stealing Coke.
Okay.
Boy, mark that. Never buy sandwich bags or storage bags again. Use the liners from cereal boxes and newspaper wrappers.
What?
Now that's cheap.
Like the newspaper that they throw in your yard?
Yeah.
Just use that to put your sandwich in.
Oh, that's stupid. There, those things are dirty.
Right.
But the cheapskate doesn't care.
Plus, you can read the sports and eat at the same time.
Right.
Good point.
Whenever your family goes to a fast food place, grab handfuls of free ketchup, mustard, salt, and pepper, and you'll never have to pay for condiments in your house again.
I've stolen Arby's sauce.
Now, here's a good one right here. Tell nearly everyone that you know you are going out of town this Christmas and will not return until after New Year's Day. Then you can get most of your gifts on the after Christmas sales.
Good idea.
Should do that anyway.
Yeah, it's a great idea there.
The next time you need an umbrella, go to your local public library and ask for the lost and found department. Tell them that you left your black umbrella at the library. They will show you a selection and you can pick out the one you
black?
Want.
Genius.
Good idea. That is being a heavy cheapskate. All right, who do you think the biggest
Florida.
Cheapskate on this show is?
I don't think anybody's a cheapskate.
I don't think we have one.
I mean, we all work in radio, so we're poor as church mouses, but I don't think that...
We're church mice.
Church mice. Whatever.
Kevin Scott.
Sounds better, church mouses. But I don't think any of us are cheap. I mean, I got a Christmas gift from Psycho. It's never a problem going out with anybody.
I don't think that really anybody at the ticket is. I can't think of anybody at the ticket that's just ridiculously cheap.
Big Dick.
Craig Miller.
He's not. He just doesn't buy a lot of things.
Right. He's cheap.
Well, no, when you go out with him, I mean, he's always there to pick up a tab.
Well, that's true. That's true.
He just doesn't buy a lot of stuff. No. And, I mean, you can't be a cheapskate and have a $10,000 bicycle.
Big Dick?
Yeah. Is he cheap?
I would.
Because I think he always has that poor man's facade that he gives off, but I think he's got money. But he always acts like he's broke.
I don't know if he is or not. I bet you Sturm is cheap.
Yeah.
I think he is a cheapskate.
I bet you he is.
No, I bet both of those boys are.
You think Dan is?
Of course he is.
You know what?
That's something northern. Most northern people are cheapskates.
I don't think Dan is. Because I've been with him on a trip, and he spends. He'll throw money around.
I think Sturm is. I think he's got something going on where he gets people to tape stuff for him that he doesn't subscribe to certain...
Right. Like porn?
Yeah. He's got something going on. But a cheapskate, beware of him. Beware. Because they're everywhere.
Well, the little Mavericks were everywhere last night down at the AAC, certainly in relation to the Houston Rockets, who never got untracked. We will look at their game next here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.